This is Jacob Emerson with the Becker's Payer Issues Podcast. Here's your biweekly industry news briefing for March 13th. Let's get right into all the latest updates on the Change Healthcare cyber attack. Officials with the Biden administration summoned United Health Group CEO Andrew Witty on March 12th to the White House, urging the company to provide more emergency funding to healthcare providers facing significant financial disruptions from the cyber attack on its subsidiary Change Healthcare. HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra and White House Domestic Policy Chief Neera Tanden were among administration officials who met with Mr. Witty, demanding that UnitedHealth and other insurers take more steps to stabilize the payment crisis providers are facing following the attack that took many payer and prescribing systems offline. Meetings with individual stakeholders have been held since news of the initial attack in February, though Tuesday's meeting was the first to bring together providers and payers. That's according to HHS. Mr. Becerra and Ms. Tanden reportedly pushed insurers in attendance to account for premiums they're collecting from patients while payments to healthcare organizations are backlogged. Change is the nation's largest medical claims processor and handles 15 billion transactions per year. That's about half of the nation's providers. Hospitals, physicians, pharmacies, and insurers nationwide have reported significant cash flow issues in the wake of the cyber attack, which the American Hospital Association has called the most significant and consequential incidents against the nation's healthcare system in history. Hospitals have said they are losing tens of millions of dollars per day as a result of related disruptions, with some larger systems estimated to be bleeding more than $100 million per day. CMS has made advanced payments available to providers experiencing financial disruptions and has urged commercial payers to follow suit. On March 1st, Change set up a temporary funding assistance program, which providers have criticized for being insufficient relative to the disruptions they're experiencing and coming with one-sided contractual terms. As of March 7th, Change's healthcare pharmacy electronic prescribing is fully functional, while its electronic payment platform is expected to be back online on March 15th. Work to restore the company's medical claims network and software is expected to begin the week of March 18th. While suspending prior authorization requirements as providers continue to face disruptions from the hack could do more harm than good, that's according to AHIP. AHIP's president and CEO Mike Tuffin said March 12th that broad exemptions in prior authorization at a time of advanced payments could expose patients and employers to fraud, waste, and unnecessary cost. HHS has urged insurers to pause prior authorizations and other utilization management requirements and to provide more leeway on deadlines while providers recover from the outage. HHS Secretary Mr. Becerra said, "We are asking private sector leaders across the healthcare industry, especially other payers, to meet this moment." Mr. Tuffin said that health plans have taken immediate and comprehensive steps to ensure providers are receiving timely payments during the outage. He said, given the very wide variability of impact across the system, individual plans and providers are in the best position to assess how to maintain appropriate payments in a timely manner, and also to minimize the need for reconciliation processes. Those systems are expected to come back online soon. The American Hospital Association said it could take months for providers to fully recover from the attack. UnitedHealthcare, though, has temporarily suspended prior authorization requirements for most outpatient services in Medicare Advantage, while other larger insurers have not yet taken that step. And finally, Optum is seeking to fast-track its proposed purchase of Corvallis Clinic, citing an urgent need to, quote, maintain the solvency of the physician-owned organization. Corvallis Clinic's attorneys wrote in an emergency application filed with the Oregon Health Authority on March 7th that because of the clinic's lack of stability from a cash perspective, the clinic simply doesn't have the time to undergo continuing regulatory review without necessitating further cost-cutting measures that would almost certainly negatively impact care before the time that the clinic would be potentially forced to close its doors. Now, in early 2024, as the financial condition of the clinic has worsened, the Corvallis Clinic is also of the belief that the proposed transaction with Optum is likely the only way it can maintain solvency and continue to provide care to the community. A spokesperson for Optum told Becker's on March 12th that the emergency application was filed so that the clinic can, quote, continue serving their patients and communities with the care they need. As outlined in numerous filings and discussions with the state since December of last year, the Corvallis Clinic has significant longstanding financial issues that have come to a head, necessitating this emergency filing. The Optum spokesperson noted that the clinic's financial issues existed before the attack on Optum's Change Healthcare in late February, which has created significant cash flow issues among providers. According to a March 10th report from the American Prospect, Corvallis Clinic uses Change to process medical claims, leaving the organization low on funds following the attack. The report said, quote, according to an anonymous Corvallis Clinic employee, claims processing goes through Change, so all of a sudden there was no money coming in. Corvallis Clinic is praying that the sale's going to go through and that Optum will front them the money. When Optum first applied to purchase the clinic back in December, it stated that the organization's financial forecast projected material losses over the next 12 months, despite the physician owner's 15% reduction in compensation, which was put in place more than a year ago. Well, Humana's top executives could collectively be paid more than $75 million if they leave the company or a change in control occurs. That's according to regulatory documents filed with the SEC on March 8th. Back in November, the Wall Street Journal first reported that Cigna and Humana were in talks to merge by the end of 2023. That deal was called off by December. According to the latest filing, Humana's CEO Bruce Broussard could earn more than $44 million if a change of control in the company occurred or if he leaves the company. The payment would include $25 million in accelerated restricted stock units and $11 million in severance pay. Humana CFO Susan Diamond could earn almost $12 million. Chief Legal Officer, more than $8 million. President of Medicare and Medicaid, George Renaudin, could earn almost $7 million. And CenterWell's President, Dr. Sanjay Shetty, could earn almost $4 million. Highmark has laid off 182 employees. That's according to a company spokesperson on March 11th. Those layoffs were effective March 7th and occurred across Highmark's markets in Pennsylvania, Delaware, West Virginia, and parts of New York. It comes on top of Highmark laying off more than 250 employees last year. Those layoffs were effective in the insurance division as well, where 159 people were laid off in Pennsylvania. And finally, the Biden administration is doubling down on a proposal to create Medicaid-like coverage for low-income adults in states that have not expanded the program. President Biden's $7.3 trillion proposed 2025 budget was established March 11th. It would create a coverage option for adults in the 10 states that have not expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. HHS Secretary said that when that happens, another 1.5 million Americans will have health care coverage and the peace of mind that comes with it. The budget also includes incentives for states to maintain Medicaid expansion and would make permanent expanded ACA tax credits that are set to expire at the end of 2025. President Biden had also called for a Medicaid-like option in his proposed 2024 budget. Last year's proposal did not gain momentum in Congress. If you'd like the latest health insurance news delivered straight to your inbox every morning, subscribe to the Becker's Payer Issues e-newsletter on our website at beckerspayer.com.